朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们这阵子我们真的是感谢我们的神。
How we thank our God.
他带领我们进到战场。
Because he led us into the battle.
他让我们在这里看见他大能的作为。
And yet he showed us his great mighty deeds.
他要带领我们从他的手中接受他所应许的祝福。
And we will receive the blessings from his hand.
弟兄姊妹，这一路上虽然有许多的挑战，好像风浪一再的起来。
Yes, we have gone through many challenges and storms.
好像仇敌这样子的猖狂。
And the enemies are fierce.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面的力量，我们对神的信心都随着日子在被神改变。
Yeah, our inner strength and faith are growing together with God.
这些日子我们再三的提醒，再三的分享，我们每一个人要在乎自己的 delta 到底有多少。
We keep on reminding each other we have to care about our personal delta.
到底在这一段时间神改变了我们多少。
How much has God changed us in these days?
整体教会要有大的 delta.
And the church as a whole should have a great delta.
我们每一个人自己都需要有自己非常清楚的 delta, 到底我们改变了多少。
And we also have clear personal deltas ourselves.
我真正的非常感动，看见同工们在主的面前这个美好的信心。
And I'm greatly moved by beautiful faith in our co-workers.
大家都知道环境的难处非常大。
We all know that the difficulty in front of us are great.
可是当我们在这里尽心竭力预备的时候，我们里面又充满了平安。
While we're preparing all we can, yet our hearts are full of peace.
一面弟兄姊妹祷告的生命比从前进步很多。
And then our prayer life has grown so much compared to before.
你看我们现在一个礼拜教会的祷告会有八个。
Now, do you know that we have weekly prayer meetings? 8 weekly prayer meetings.
而我们接力进食的祷告已经80天了。
And our fasting prayer has been 80 days.
好像神训练我们，让我们知道我们必须来到谦卑的来到宝座面前。
And the Lord is disciplining us so that we know we ought to come before God humbly.
要来单单的依靠他。
To trust Him only.
但是另外一面，神又没有叫我们脱卸了人的责任。
And yet the Lord did not cause us to depart from our human duties.
我们看见这么多同工认真的在这里把最好的摆进来。
We see so many co-workers, they put out their best.
这么多弟兄姊妹被打发出去，一家一家的敲门，去跟人家分享神带领我们来，我们也需要他们的扶持。
And so many brothers and sisters are sent out door to door to explain to the residents that God has brought us here and we need their support.
当我们一起在那里讨论要怎么样 presentation 的时候。
And when we discuss how we're going to present at the public hearing.
你看像王弟兄他经验这么多，可是他很谦卑，大家讲什么他都接受大家的意见。
And Brother Wayne has so much experience, yet he still humbly accepts everyone's suggestion.
我那天晚上看了好几个同工一面坐一面打呵欠，可是他们仍然精神都在那里。
I see co-workers were yawning because they were so exhausted, yet they still keep working.
弟兄姊妹，这是一幅美丽的图画，一面我们在这里尽心竭力，一面我们却又这样子谦卑的依靠神。
This is such a beautiful picture because on one hand we try our best and work very hard and on the other hand we wholly trust in the Lord.
一面我们在这里花时间预备，一面我们却花了更多的时间跪到主的面前。
On one hand we spend our time in preparation, yet we spend more time on our knees before God.
我们感谢神。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然第一次的公听我们没有拿到，没有当场拿到。
Even though we did not get our CUP during the first public hearing.
我记得我回来跟弟兄姊妹分享了我的 frustration.
And I remember sharing with you my frustration.
我说要 be true, be wise, and be strong.
That we ought to be true, be wise, and be strong.
我们里面真实的感觉可以在神面前不需要隐藏，向神倾吐。
We can tell God our true feelings.
然后我们要 be wise, 我们要选择来相信神。
Then we have to be wise to choose to continue to trust in God.
我们选择继续走主的道路。
And we choose to continue to walk in His way.
我们选择拒绝仇敌给我们的搅扰和灰心的思想。
And we choose to reject andthe frustrations and the disappointment from the enemy.
这叫做 be wise.
And this is what it means to be wise.
然后我们 be strong, 我们在神的面前再刚强起来。
Then we be wise, be strengthened before the Lord.
第二次恭听。
And then the second hearing came.
我们根本没有机会来表达我们要讲的。
We had no chance to express ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们退回来的时候
，But then as we drew back,
我上次跟弟兄姊妹分享说，神到底要什么？
Then I share with everyone, what does God exactly want?
神到底所要得着的是什么？
What is God trying to obtain?
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
Do you remember still?
光点头不行，有没有人记得？神到底要什么？
What does God want? What does God require of us?
神容许单言，神容许我们等候，因为神要得到一些东西。
God allows delay and allows us to wait.Because God's waiting for something.
我们特别讲到神的要其实就是神的给呀。
When God wants something, He meant to give us.
一面好像神在这里，神要一些东西。
It seems like He, God is requiring of us.
其实是神要给我们东西。
Actually, it's because God wants to give us.
到底神要什么？
So what does God want?
今天的背诵经文我们仍然用上一次的。
We still use the same memory verse as last week.
我们一起来读好吗
Let's read it together.
弥迦书第六章第八节
Micah chapter 6 verse 8
世人啊耶和华已指示你何为善他向你所要的是什么呢只要你行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与你的神同行啊，弟兄姊妹今天这个讲章其实不是讲章只是我要分享的心得哈
Actually, this is not the sermon, but the sharing of my heart.
我本来没有要印给大家的，但是我们后来姊妹还是印了，所以我发给大家。
I didn't intend to print it out, but since it was printed, so it was distributed.
弟兄姊妹，到底神要什么
？So what does God want?
这段的经文让我们看见两件事情。
This passage showed us two things.
神要的是要一个被改变的生命。
God wants a transformed life.
神要的是一个被改变过的关系。
He wants a transformed relationship.
他要我们这一个人能够活出公义，能够活出怜悯，能够活出谦卑。
He wants us to live out a righteousness, mercy, and humility.
那弟兄姊妹，这不过说到神在这里举一些例子，说到他要我们这一个人被他改变。
So God is showing us He wants us to be changed by Him.
他在乎我们里面生命的情形。
Because He cares the true condition of our life.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们这一阵子整个大家的注意力在 CUP， 我们要拿到 permit.
Lately, our focus has been on the CUP and which we want to obtain.
但是我们里面都知道，神真正要给我们的不光只是一个 CUP， 不光只是 Bowers 的 building.
But deep in our hearts, we know that God does not just want us to.Obtain CUP and the Bowers facility.
神要给我们东西太宝贵了。
God wants to give us something even more precious.
神要给我们的是存留到永远的。
God wants to give us something that can last through eternity.
弟兄姊妹，神在乎的第一件事情就是一个被改变的生命。
So what God cares the most is a transformed life.
我们这阵子讲 Delta, Delta, 弟兄姊妹，到底我们的生命改变了没有？
We keep on saying Delta, Delta. Has our life been changed?
Just like Jesus 这本书的作者 Max Lucado
Max Lucado the author of Just Like Jesus
他在这本书一开头的时候他就说到神是按着我们的本相爱我们
At the beginning he says that God accepts the way we are
啊，这是我们最喜欢听到的话
He loves the way we are and that's something we love here
不管你多烂多菜多坏神都爱你
No matter how bad you are God loves you
那现在是在美国最流行的讲道的信息
And this is the most popular sermon in America.
就是神永远爱你，不管你多烂、多菜、多糟。
That God loves you always, no matter how bad you are.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们都喜欢听这样子的信息。
We all love to hear such messages.
这样子的信息是重要。
Yes, this message is very important.
帮助我们胜过仇敌的控告。
It helps us to overcome the accusation of the enemy.
帮助那些有心追求主却一再失败的那些弟兄姊妹不要灰心啊。
And it helps to encourage those brothers and sisters who keep on failing and keep on pursuing.
但是弟兄姊妹，就像作者说的。
But yet the author said.
神虽然照着我们的本相爱我们。
Even though God loves us just the way we are.
不过他不能够坐视不顾。
But yet he cannot just sit us and leave us like that.
让我们依然故我。
He cannot just leave us the way we are.
他希望你就像耶稣一样。
Because he wants we become like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心啊。
And that is God's heart.
一面他按着我们本相爱我们。
Yes, on one hand he loves us just the way we are.
但是那个更深的爱让他不能够坐视不管我们。
But yet a deeper love calls us.Cause him not to just leave us alone.
让我们依然故我，让我们多年下来原封未动。
So that we continue to be the way we are without any change.
他要来改变我们。
He wants to change us.
Just like Jesus, 就像耶 稣一样。
So that we become just like Jesus.
作者说他那天带他两岁的女儿去公园玩。
The author says one day he took his two-year-old daughter to a park.
他非常享受他们一起的时间。
And he enjoyed very much their time together.
这时来了一个卖冰激凌的。
And then someone who was selling ice cream came.
哎呀，他这么爱他的女儿，他去买冰激凌给他女儿吃。
He loved his daughter so much, he went to buy ice cream for her.
他买好冰激凌一回头的时候。
And after he bought the ice cream, he turned around.
发现他的女儿在地上整口的沙塞到嘴巴里面去了。
And then he noticed that his daughter was eating sand.
哎呀，但是他虽然吃的沙，我还是爱他。
And he says, even though she eats sand, I still love her.
她永远是我的女儿，她满口都是沙，我还是一样爱她。
Because she's my daughter, even though she eats sand, I still love her.
但是我不能够让她依然故我，我不能坐视不顾啊。
But yet, I cannot just leave her like that.
虽然弟兄姊妹，也许那个两岁的女儿说沙比冰淇淋好吃多了。
But a two-year-old daughter might say, I prefer eating sand to ice cream.
但是你知道我们在座任何的爸爸都不会让他吃沙不吃冰激凌的。
But any father here would not allow their child to eat sand.
因为什么神不能够坐视不顾。
God cannot just leave us alone.
所以神不能够让我们依然故我。
God cannot just leave us alone.
因为我们是他罪孽里生的人。
Especially those of us who were born in sin.
我们认着本性而过生活的话，我们这一辈子是一个可怕的人生呢。
If we live according to our sinful nature, our life will be so miserable.
不要说在神的面前我们没有办法悦纳，蒙悦纳。
Not only that, we cannot be accepted by God.
我们在世上，在世人中间是一个 troublemaker, 说是一个痛苦的施予者。
We will just become troublemaker in this world.
因为我们这个人的本性太糟糕了。
Because our nature is so wretched.
所以第一件事情神要来改变我们。
So the first thing is that God wants to change us.
那我们也许我们原来没有这么糟。
Maybe we are not that bad.
神还是一样要来改变我们。
But God still wants to change us.
只要我们还不像耶稣。
As long as we are not yet like Jesus.
只要我们还不能说我活着是耶稣。
As long as we cannot claim that when I live, I am Christ.
这个改变的工作永远不停止。
Then this work of transformation will not stop.
神借着教会。
Through church.
神借着我们的生活。
Through our life situation.
神借着家庭。
And through our family.
借着孩子。
Through our children.
借着我们身体。
Through our health,
就是我们一切的遭遇
and everything that we encounter.
神叫万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得着益处。
God calls everything to work for the good of those who love God.
罗马书第八章二十八节讲完这句话的时候，就一路讲下去。
Then in Romans chapter 8, after this verse, God continue on.
告诉我们这个益处是什么。
And then he tells us what is this good that God is working in our life.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，叫他像他。
He's conforming us to the image of the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情，神要在我们身上得着的，或是说神要给我们的。
So the first thing that God wants to obtain us, or God wants to give us,
是一个被改变的生命。
It's a life that's being transformed.
是一个被改变像神的生命。
A life that is just like God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太伟大、太伟大的工作了哈。
It's such a great task.
啊，所以我们第二次。公听三月十四号那一天
On March 14th, our second public hearing.
好，我记得那天我跟念慈姊妹，我们中午因为弟兄姊妹到公听会场外面去祷告了。
So that day during lunch hour, we went to the public hearing place to pray.
啊，我在开车的路上，我们在交通道，神为什么又多演了一次，让我们有第二次
？On our way there, we were sharing why God delayed.So that we will have second public hearing.
到底我们里面的 delta 是什么
？So what is the delta within us？
那个时候在我里面出现的一句话说，以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
At that time, the Lord gave me some words that like Ephraim, it's a cake without being turned.
摩押是没有倒过的酒啊。
And Moab is like wine never poured.
我里面马上知道怎么回事啊。
Then I realized what is going on.
用什么叫做没有翻过的饼
？A cake never turned.
苏美，你比较会做菜的，什么叫做没有翻过的饼
？So maybe Sister Amy can share with us what's like a cake without being turned.
怎么这么客气？我昨天晚上在教会里面，我打电话回家给我岳母。
Last night when I was at church, I called home to talk to my mother-in-law.
啊，我说妈妈，我说可不可以请你帮我做一个没有翻过的饼
？I said, Mom, can you cook for me a cake that but was not turned?
她听不懂，我说你就是做了一个饼以后。只有一面向下，另外一面永远不要翻过来。
She didn't understand what I was asking, so I said, just bake a cake, but without turn.
我就听到我岳母在电话那头很着急的说，那这样子怎么能吃啊？
Then my mother-in-law was really worried. How can you eat such a cake?
That's one of the 标准答案，对不对？
That is the right answer.
所以你看看这是她做的饼，她做的太小了哈。And
that is the cake she made.
她问我要不要吃，我说不用太大，免得浪费，因为不能吃嘛。
I told her it doesn't have to be big because we're not gonna eat it anyways.
没有翻过的饼就是一面都已经发黑发焦了。
So that is the cake without being turned. On one side was burned.
另外一面还是白白的，还是生的，好，没有办法吃的。
And the other side was not cooked, cannot be eaten.
这个叫做没有翻过的饼。
And that is the cake never turned.
不仅仅说到它不平衡。
Not only that, it's not balanced.
说到它没有成熟。
It's not mature.
说到它不能合用。
It's not being, it cannot be used.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们这个人从小生下来，我们就是活在我们这个人的成见、观念、背景、传统里面。
Ever since we were born, we live in our traditions, our prejudices, and all our upbringing.
我们在属灵的事情上也是一样。And
the same thing in our spiritual life.
我们有时候就是集中在某一种的这个追求，或是某一种的观念里面，我们缺少被神翻过来。Sometimes
we focus our pursuit on certain doctrines or certain practices, and we're never being turned by God.
甚至我们对神的观念和认识也都是没有翻过的饼。Even
our knowledge and concept of God is like a cake never turned.
有的人把神当作严得不得了，好像是虐待我们的，专门找我们麻烦的。Some
consider God very harsh, and then he's always finding fault in us.
所以以前有人说，你如果不明白神的旨意是什么，你就是找那个比较差的、你不喜欢的，那一定是神旨意。
That's why some people say, if you do not understand what God's will and guidance for you, just pick something that's the worst case, and that would be God's will for you.
那都是一种错误偏差的观念。
And that is the concept unbalanced.
那有的人对神的认识，又认为是神是好好先生，你可以随便欺负他，他都不会怎样。
And then some people would consider God as like a Mr. Nice, that you can do whatever to God and he will never do anything to you.
大人有成见，小孩也有成见。
Yes, adults have prejudice or misconceptions, so do children.
有一次有两个小孩子坐在电视前面看卡通片。
Once two children were watching cartoon in front of TV.
结果兔宝宝突然哭起来了。
And all of a sudden, Bugs Bunny started to cry.
因为他们两个才刚刚进去坐下来，看见兔宝宝在哭。
And then they just started watching the cartoon. They saw Bugs Bunny crying.
那这两个小朋友有一个很穷，一个家里面很有钱。
One of the kids was poor, and the other one rich.
哎呀，那个穷的宝宝不是那个穷的小孩就说，哎呀，兔宝宝好可怜哦，他一定肚子饿得不得了，没有东西吃，所以他哭了。
That poor kid says, "Oh, poor Bugs Bunny, he must be so." Hungry because they lack money to buy food.
那个有钱的小孩就说，哎呀，那个兔宝宝好可怜呢，因为他不想吃，他妈妈还叫他吃。
And then the rich kid would say, "Oh, poor Bugs Bunny, because he doesn't like the food that his mother trying to force feed."
你就看见了没有？因为我们生长的背景，我们所受的观念，都会影响我们整个人生的看法。
You see that our upbringing and our traditions affect. The way we know God.
以法莲是没有翻过的饼。Ephraim
is like a cake never turned.
因为我们有时候神兴起一些我们原来不喜欢、没有预期的环境。Sometimes
God leads us into a situation that is totally unexpected and we don't like it.
神在我们身上做一个最好的工作。Yeah,
God is doing something wonderful.
那个原文是用被动式，以法莲是没有被翻过的饼，就是没有人肯去翻它的。In
the original text, Ephraim is a cake unturned. No one is willing to turn it.
今天神不管我们的话，我们这个人就是一面发黑发焦，一面生硬的不得了。If
today God just leave us alone and no one wants to turn us, and we'll be just like the cake. On one side it was burned and the other side uncooked.
神知道什么时候翻我们。But
God knows when to turn us.
神知道什么时候要翻回来。And
God knows when to turn it back.
等一下想要这个饼的会后可以来哈。Anyone
who wants this cake can come to me later.
你回家去完成那个翻的工作。And
then you can turn it and cook on the other side.
摩押是没有倒过的酒。And
Moab is like wine without pour.
现在造酒的技术跟古代2000年前完全不一样了。
Now the technology of wine making is so different from ancient time.
那个时候没有这么好的仪器。At
that time there was no equipment.
所以当酒造出来，在那里酿酒的时候，他们要让它沉淀，让所有的渣子、碎渣子沉到底下。So
in the ancient time when they were making wine, they have to let the wine sit, so that it will settle.
都沉淀之后，他们开始把上面的倒出来。
And after the wine is settled, they will pour out the top portion.
不仅仅除掉它的渣子而渣子。
So that it will get rid of the impurity on the bottom.
而且去除它的原味。
And that it will get rid of the original aroma.
而到最后不仅仅完全清纯没有渣子的可以放在那里让它变香。
So that they will pour out the pure portion on the top.
那弟兄姊妹，我们这个人没有倒过的酒，说到我们这个人需要十字架在我们身上做分别的工作。
So we're just like wine never been poured, so we need the work of the cross to separate us.
圣经上说到他们原味尚存，香气未变。
The Bible says, so she tastes just as she did, and her aroma is unchanged.
你就发现我们这个人身上一直都带着很多很多旧造的性情在我们里面。
You can see that we keep carrying out our old nature with us.
如果十字架不来做分别的工作的话
，If the work of cross, the separation work of cross is not working on us,
我们年轻带着这个毛病，中年是这样，到了老年都还是这样。
We will continue to carry our weaknesses and our problems through our lifetime.
你会发现有些人讲两三句话你就可以闻到他的骄傲。
For some people, you can smell the pride soon as they start talking to you.
那个原味尚存那个骄傲的味道就是一直在他里面出来。
That the aroma of arrogance continue on.
甚至信了主了连了当了基督徒了都还是这样。
Even after they become Christian, they still like that.
啊以前有一个这个年轻的对带领他的这个 leader 讲。
Once a young person, one young person told his leader.
他说你看我的六个兄弟都还在睡懒觉只有我起来追求。
And he says, look at all my six brothers are still sleeping. I'm the only one who get up and pursue the Lord.
那个 leader 说如果你起来敬拜神的时候仍然心中在定罪在嫌弃你的弟兄你最好也回去睡觉。
Yeah, the leader wisely said, if you get up to worship God and your heart is condemning your brothers,It's better off for you to go back to sleep.
你发现有的人他很固执，他什么事情上就坚持己见，他不听别人的。
And some people are very stubborn. They will never listen to anyone's advice.
大家怎么样子好言相劝，把最好的理由都告诉了他，结果最后他做决定还是照他原来的。
And then people might tell him the good advices and all kinds of facts. And when he makes the decision, he's still sticking to his old way.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常是一个没有倒过的酒。
So we're just like wine never poured.
我们旧造的掺杂旧造的味道一辈子跟着我们。
The aroma of our old nature continue on with us.
所以十字架在我们身上要做分别的工作。
Therefore the cross will work on us to separate us.
我们也像马可福音里面说到是那个从来没有人骑过的驴驹子。
Which, we're also like a colt mentioned in the book of Mark. It's never been ridden.
我想我们在电视上看过那种 cowboy, 那种牛仔骑在牛或者马。他们就蹦啊跳啊跳啊要把它给摔下来。
We probably have seen on TV, when cowboys are trying to subdue a cow and then the cow goes up and down, jump very wildly.
不能够接受束缚不能够接受有人要来管它。
Because it cannot accept to be controlled by men.
啊从来没有骑过的驴驹只有主耶稣可以骑它。
A colt never been ridden can only be ridden by Jesus.
啊没有骑过的驴说到我们讲到我们主权的降服我们愿意归给主来使用我们。
So it says that we ought to surrender the lordship and our ownership to God to be used by God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我现在只是不过只是大概这样讲，可是你知道我们这些性情，如果神不改我们
，I'm just talking about these things briefly, but without God's changing our own nature,
我们盖了一个这么大的会所
，then we have this big facility.
如果里面都是没有翻过的饼，没有倒过的酒，没有人骑过的驴驹子，那真可怕。
But yet all the members of that big church.Are like cake never turned, wine never poured, and a colt never ridden.
我听过一个故事，有一次神呼召临到一个年轻的弟兄。
Then that situation would be terrible. I heard a story one time. God called a young man.
他不肯出来。
And then he refused to come out to full-time ministry.
他跟神的理由是说，教会太缺钱了。我先赚了200万以后，我再出来侍奉你。
His excuse to God is that our church needs money, so.Wait until I make $2 million, then I will become full-time co-worker.
我赚够的钱，我能够奉献给教会，然后我不要累着教会，我那时候再出来。
When I make enough money, then I will not become a burden for the church. I will become a full-time minister.
那弟兄姊妹，到底谁是主
？But who is the Lord exactly?
这是一个没有被骑过的驴驹子啊。
This is like a colt never been ridden.
当神呼召他的时候
，When God called him,
他却有他自己的成见。
Yet he had his own agenda.
那你说神没有呼召我们
？And then you might say, well, but God didn't call me.
可是我们里面那个驴驹的脾气其实都在啊。
But yeah, the nature of a colt is still in us.
有一次我在中国讲到。
One time I was preaching in China.
啊，这是我不讲什么地方。
I won't tell you where.
聚会里面手机过几分钟响一个。
And then throughout the meeting, cell phones keep on ringing.
就是带领的弟兄一开头就说，请大家把手机关掉。
The leading brother at the beginning already announced, please turn off all your cell phones.
有时候我们是因为忘了哈。
Sometimes we forget it.
啊，那情有可原。
Then it could be understood.
主席都报告说，请大家把手机关掉，底下是敬拜神的时间，是聚会时间。
Yeah, the worship leader already announced, please turn off your cell phones, it's the time to worship.
一个聚会里面，此起彼落，不知道出现了几次手机。
But so many times the cell phone just kept ringing.
第二堂聚会，他再一次强调说，请大家一定要关掉，不要打岔聚会。
Then was the second meeting, the worship leader still announced, please turn off your cell phone so that meeting would not be disturbed.
结果在我们聚会里面又是出现了几次。
Still continue to ring.
第三堂我上台的时候，我就说，请你们关掉。
So during the third meeting, as I get up on the podium, I asked them to turn off the cell phone. We could still hear cell phone ringing.
你不太能够明白说为什么这班的人他们是这样子不肯受约束。
You just don't understand why these people cannot be disciplined.
那招待请你往前坐，你就是不肯往前坐。
The usher asks you to move forward, and you just refuse to sit in front.
有一次我到一个教会去，他们说我们教会是不能够办感恩见证聚会的。
One time I went to a church and then the church leader says our church cannot hold Thanksgiving
meeting. 我说为什么？
I asked why.
他说我们跟弟兄姊妹讲说要见证短一点，让大家多一点人可以见证。
Because when we share with brothers and sisters, please keep your testimony short so that other people will have a chance to share.
但是我们每一次最多只有两三个人，因为一讲就讲半个钟头四十分钟。
But every time,At the most, two or three people could share because everyone's message was so long.
啊，讲三十年前、四十年前的事情。
They would go back to 30, 40 years ago. They would tell their life story.
不管在聚会的怎么提醒说我们的感恩见证要新鲜、要今年的，没有用，大家都是讲陈年老师。
They simply neglect the leader's advice to keep your testimony short and fresh.
你说我们想不想？太太嫌我们脾气不好，我们还说我这个人什么都好，只是脾气急直而已。
If our wife complained that our tempers are bad, we'll say, yes, everything else about me is good except my temper. I'm just being very straightforward.
没有骑过的驴驹。
We're like colts, never ridden.
要用嚼环配头才能勒住它。
Unless we use a bite and bridle, we cannot be controlled and tamed.
弟兄姊妹啊，别人都不想理这样子的人，只有神还有那个 patience, 还有那个耐性。在我们身上来改变我们。
You know, no one wants to be with such people except God. Only He has such patience.
虽然这是我们一辈子要做的事情。
Yes, this is a lesson of a lifetime.
但是借着这一次买会所。
But through the purchase of our church facility.
借着我们会所办 CUP 的事情。
And through the process of applying for CUP.
我们真的看见神加紧在我们身上做改变的工作。
We can see that God speed up.His transformation work in our life.
我们真的亲眼看见这么多弟兄姊妹被神改变。
We witness so many brothers and sisters being changed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但弟兄姊妹，我们希望在座的每一位啊，都不在这个有福的行列里面被漏掉。
But yet our desire is that no one here would be missed out.
啊，我们让神来改变我们。
May God change us.
而且是大大的改变我们。
Change us greatly.
啊，让我们这个人能够生命越来越像主的荣美。
That our life would manifest the glory of Jesus.
第二个神在我们身上要做的改变。
The second thing God wants to work in our life.
是我们和他之间那个活泼亲密的同行关系。
He wants to establish a lively and intimate companionship with us.
弟兄姊妹，神不仅仅在乎我们这个人是要是一个对的人。
Not only that God cares we be the right people.
那神也非常在乎我们这个人跟神之间是一个对的关系。
He also cares that we have a right relationship with himself.
他要我们存着谦卑的心与神同行。
He wants us to walk humbly with God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我刚刚祷告会前唱跟随跟随，大家都唱得很喜乐。
Just now we were singing follow, follow, follow on, and we sing it joyfully.
弟兄姊妹，不要光在这边唱得这么喜乐哈。
Don't just stop here.
当我们碰到困难的时候，我们还能够这么喜乐的唱，弟兄姊妹，这是伟大的得胜。
When we encounter difficulties, if we can still sing with great joy, that is victorious.
当基督迈向哥哥他的时候，我们还能够说跟随跟随。
When Jesus was facing Golgotha, can we still say, follow on, follow on?
当主往尼布甲尼撒所设的火坑里面走去的时候，但以理的朋友还能够跟随跟随，直进火窑。
And then Daniel and his friends can still continue to say, follow on, when they were marching toward the flaming fire pit, the furnace.
好，弟兄姊妹，当波斯王下令任何人在向神其他人跪拜的时候，要丢到狮子坑的时候，但以理像树长一样跪在神的面前。
When King of Persia issued a decree that anyone who worshipped other gods, who continued to pray to other gods, would be thrown into the den of lions.
因为这都是伟大的跟随啊。
And then Daniel still continued on. That is a great follower.
但是也是因为这些的见证，让我们认为跟随神就是可怕的事情。
But yeah, because of these testimonies, we have this idea. It's a terrible, a terrifying thing to follow Jesus.
我们只把它认为是要付代价，是要牺牲。
We consider it as a great price to pay that we have to sacrifice.
从某一面来说 ，yes， 真是这样。
It is true in some sense.
因为十字架的道路就是要舍己。
Yes, because we ought to deny ourselves on this way of cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，十字架的道路，所以有人走得上去的原因。
But yet, the reason that some could follow on the way of Christ.
就是因为耶稣亲自的同行。
It's because Jesus was walking with them.
就是因为我们是跟耶稣。
It's because we're following Jesus.
我们不是跟随一个理想。
We're not following an ideal.
我们不是跟随一个组织。
Or we're following an organization.
我们不是跟随任何神所重用的仆人。
We're not following a great servant of God.
我们乃是跟随这位宇宙的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督。
We're following the master of the universe, our Lord Jesus Christ.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。